Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boar.
Bubble Boar! There he is! Blah, 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 blah. Jimmy the Bubble Boar.
I was just emphasizing
the
bubble
diving,
part.
I go diving. I see
it, Greg.
Sharks. Yeah, I see right. Fish. Bubble Boar!
You know, we got a lot to cover today because next week we're going to be doing our show from the DEMA show, the largest diving event in the world. And so we got a lot to fit on today's show that we want to address and kind of flush it out, so to speak. So we're ready to kind of kick off the fiscal new year for the dive industry next week. Yeah, I'm already kind of getting that political vibe thing. You know, it's a new dawn. And backed up, trying to get regular, add more fiber to the diet. And so we will get through a lot of stuff, and we will look, talk about a few things that are happening next week at the show. Now, our plans for DEMA are coming together quite nicely. Now, and I'm going to share this with you. We'll talk about this next week when I actually... we'll be able to report on what actually happened. But we're going into the show with a totally different presentation this year. I'm not going to have Jimmy or Bill to help me out, but I will have the Scuba Radio Mermaids there. And however, they're going to be pimped out in rock star attire because there's an event Friday night, the Reaching Out Awards, where Dan Orr is going to receive the Reaching Out Award, a big... dive industry, it's a great award that he's going to get, and it's well deserved. Matter of fact, we're going to check in with him a little bit and talk about that later on the show. However, they're going to do this at the Hard Rock Cafe, so they asked me to open the show, open DEMA each morning with a rock star type of vibe. So I had went to the Halloween stores the day after Halloween. I've picked up like 10 rock star wigs. I got these aviator mirrored sunglasses, and I have the girls punked out in like from the movie Rock of Ages. They're going to be like hot rock chicks. I am going to be playing the role of Tom Cruise.
You're unbelievable.
Yeah, that'll be me. It'll be unbelievable, all right. And all I can say because of that, you will be thanking yourself big time that this is a radio show and not TV, because God knows what. Yeah, okay, maybe there's going to be all kinds of rock music, you know, 80s rock stuff, and we're going to do what Bad Company. Sure, maybe we might work. That might be an air guitar song. That's where we're going to have a Scuba Radio, the first ever Scuba Radio air guitar contest at DEMA. What does that have to do with divers? Nothing other than divers have been known to use their fins as an air guitar. So we're going to put that theory to the test. I've seen it on dive boats before. And it's time to see who indeed has the best skills to turn their fin into a air guitar. And we'll try to pick better music than this. You know, I don't know. I don't think this is wasn't. I was thinking more like AC/DC. I don't know, Def Leppard, Journey. I don't know. Good air guitar songs. What do you think? Ozzy would be good. Okay. If you haven't figured it out already, Bill the producer's been picking the music. And he won't be in Vegas, thank God. But fear not. It'll be a fun show to do. And it's Vegas. What happens in Vegas shows up on Facebook.
Yeah.
So you'll get some pictures. We'll try to keep the video clips down to a minimum, especially when it comes to this whole Tom Cruise look that I'm going to be using to host the festivities next week at the DEMA show. So we got that to look forward to. You know, and I'm excited because I've seen the costumes. I've seen the outfits that the girls are going to be wearing and what we've brought to put everybody. It's going to be nutty, wacky fun.
Wait a second. Hold the phone up to your face.
Okay.
Right there.
What?
Look at you.
Yeah.
You look marvelous.
Well, thank you. I've been working out. And I'm sexy and I know it. So, hey, hello. Okay, a little too far. Sorry. All right, moving on. We have more of the DEMA stuff to talk about, but also rumor has it that later on the show today, you know, we're just, what, a couple weeks away from Thanksgiving, and if you've been in your local department store, you've already seen all the Christmas decorations laid out in the aisles. You know, you walk into a clothes store, they're playing every Christmas song you can imagine. It's here, whether you like it or not. And that also means a Scuba Radio Drunken Santa has been seen outside the Yeah. He amazingly sounds like Satan. Or is that just Satan's gift to us for the season? I think every year as he tends to show up. So there is rumors that, I don't know. Jimmy, did you see him out there?
No, but I did smell his presence.
Ah, yes. The smell of feces, urine, and vomit.
That's right.
It's a scent that rings in the new year every time here at
Scuba Radio. A little bit of curry, too. I don't know where the curry came from.
Well, it's hard to say. But it's bad news. But I don't know. You've been warned. Okay, that he could show up today, and we'll leave it at that. Now, we got a few little news stories and tidbits to delve into today, but I see CJ's just walked in. CJ, welcome to the big show. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
My my dive student, you've been rocking it out. We were talking about doing this rock thing at DEMA, and you did a little kind of like rock visit last week.
Yeah,
right?
We had a little rock and roll show in Tampa.
Yeah.
A band called Rush.
Rush! I don't know if that'd be air guitar material for a air guitar contest that we're talking about doing. I don't know if Rush would be good. If we're doing drum, maybe air drumming.
Certainly air drum.
I could give him the option.
I don't know. Alex Lifeson is one of the greatest guitarists.
That's true. That is true. Maybe I'm Working Man. Maybe that song.
Yeah,
ding, ding, ding,
I'm
ding,
on the spirit
ding,
of, ding. The spirit of Scuba Radio.
Ooh, ooh. I like it. Maybe.
To rework that.
All right, so Rush was in town. You're with your son. Ryan is here, too. Ryan, step up to the mic.
Hello.
So, because I heard that... that you saw Rush this week and you were in the front row.
Yes, I was.
Front row of Rush.
Dead center, too.
Dead center. And what was it? It was just kind of okay? Is that what you would say about it?
Yeah, it was just okay.
It was just okay,
no,
really?
No, it was probably the greatest. Yeah, it was the greatest.
All right, so you would give the Rush tour, the North American tour going across the U.S. right now, two fins up. Is that true? Two fins up. Two fins, like scuba diver fins. Get it?
Yes.
Yes, he would. Okay, I just want to make sure.
He thought you were asking him for $10. That's what he thought was happening.
Yeah, could be. All right, but you loved it. And you got some drumsticks, huh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
We went and we met the band.
You met the band?
Yes. Then we
Then we got,
Dad found out we got tickets in the front row, dead center.
Yeah.
Then one lady got drumsticks behind me.
Yeah.
Then Alex picked this guy, like, dived for it.
He dived it for it, of course.
Yeah, and he got it, and his girlfriend was like, come on, give it to him, because he threw it to me.
Yeah.
But I missed because it was too high, so he gave it to me, and then...
So you punched him in the... and you got the pick. Is that what happened?
No. Then...
Oh,
okay. And Alex threw his shirt to me.
Yeah.
And a little while later, I got one of Neil's roadies gave me a pair of Neil's used drumsticks. And it was,
whoa.
Yeah. They were,
so you got sticks, a pick, a shirt. You got it all.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, Dad said we should set up a shop with all the memorabilia.
Yeah, and sell it on eBay, and then you could pay for college. Is that it?
No.
Oh, no.
Like, put them on display.
He wants to buy something with it.
What we could do is set up like a Hard Rock Cafe in his room and charge admission. Then we get to keep it, and we get money.
Clearly,
everybody
wins. Clearly, your child is too young to think about charging admission for coming into your child's room. I got a 19-year-old daughter. We'll shut that idea down right now. Huh. We're not charging an admission for coming into my daughter's room. I don't care what memorabilia she's got at the house.
You know, CJ, I got some used drumsticks in my refrigerator, I can tell you.
Interesting.
Huh. Are they buffalo?
Yes, they are.
All right. I'm partial to buffalo.
All right. Well, I don't know if Rush are divers, are they?
I don't believe so.
Aerosmith are divers. They're hitting the road this summer, too. Did you know that? Did you know they're scuba divers?
Yeah, I heard about that.
So, you know, they always get like one extra thumb up or fin up.
You can't dive too much in Boston, though.
You can dive for picks if you're in the Rush crowd, as Ryan pointed out. So go see Rush. Go see Aerosmith because they're divers. And there's our little music update on the show today.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
I'm not actually the diver, I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Well, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, 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 when you twist it up inside. Don't come up till you fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, 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 let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride. Just dive.
Yes, that's what we're doing here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Well, we're not actually diving right now. We're just talking about it and things loosely connected to it. But that's what we do when we're above water. Might as well at least talk about it if you're not actually underwater. We've done those underwater broadcasts. We've got to do another one of those, actually. Maybe I'll talk to the people at OTS at DEMA about setting that up. You guys want to do an underwater show?
Yeah.
Again, it's been a while since we've done that.
When was the last time, Greg? I don't think you can remember.
I remember back in '07. We were out there.
2007? That was like...
Could have been 2007. Okay. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we were out there and we were diving and there was... I don't remember it.
Yeah, it was a while ago. But who knows? We could look into it. But Pup, the scuba cowboy, is on board with us right now.
I remember him.
His song, that song, Dive, he has answered with a new release that you're going to share with us at the Dima Show. Is that right, Pup?
That's absolutely true.
Going Down is one of the songs on the new CD. Is this the Drunken Tales and Pirate Sails, or is this a different one? This is a different...
This is a different CD. This is pure Scuba-ribbian. Nothing but scuba tunes on this one.
Scuba-ribbian.
All right, so this is not going to be a cover of the Aerosmith song.
Which one?
The one that starts with them in the elevator in the video and says, Going Down. That one?
That would be Love in an Elevator.
I don't think they sing like George Takei, but...
Oh, my.
Actually, now that you mention it, that probably was a diving reference, because Aerosmith were our divers. I know that.
I don't think so, but...
You don't think that's what it was about?
Perhaps not.
I'm not sure.
You're thinking of Jethro Tull.
Yeah. Well, it could be. But yeah, the name of the Scuba-ribbian release that you're going to put out at Dima is what? You got a working title yet, Pup, or what?
Yeah, that actually is the title track, Going Down. That's the name of the album.
Oh, okay.
I figured after Wet Dreams, you know, I gotta come somewhere in the ballpark, right?
Yeah, in the ballpark. Well, we could do that. But I will tell you, I've been working on a video.
I think it's a John Fogerty album.
For that song, Going Down, that we shot it in the Turks and Caicos. And Pup, I'm about 85% done. And I'm going to have it done next day or so in time for the Dima Show, where we can show folks there what it is. There is a couple shots in this video that are very descriptive.
Uh-oh.
When it goes to...
A descriptive video shot.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
I mean...
video, or as Greg would say, video gold.
Well, they're abstract. I went a little crazy with some of the effects on this video. It's going to look very, I don't know, MTV-ish, but artsy, maybe, is maybe the word.
Hey, Pump, if I can suggest, maybe a plan B.
A plan B.
Just something.
I don't know. I've seen him with his little iPad thing. It comes out pretty cool, man. It's good stuff, you know.
Well, thank you, Pup. And let's see if you feel that way after you see this latest one. But I took a little bit more liberty with this one. But it's different. It's fun. It's wacky. It's nutty. And we'll see what happens. But
that's what us divers are all about, isn't it? I mean, come on. Like I said, with titles like Wet Dreams and Going Down, they got to suspect something.
Yeah, well, with titles like that, you got to think, well, obviously, he's a diver.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's the thing. When you show an album cover to a normal person and look at it and go, dude, are you fruitcake or what? But if you show it to a diver, like their entire face is grin. They instantly get it.
Yeah. Hey, Pup, Jimmy here. I got a title for your next album. Call it Reef. Good. Reef or Madness. You could shoot it in like Madness? Washington State or in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's from Colorado.
Oh, well, there you go. Reef or Madness.
How do you think he comes up with these tunes?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, anyway.
We call it the new Rocky Mountain Higher.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fair enough. So, Scuba Cowboy, you got to tell me, you just got back from Roatan. What was going on out there last week? Because I hear it was quite fun.
Yeah, it was a great time. Actually, it was a singles week. I got like this annual deal where I go down with the singledivers.com group and then pretty much just entertain the troops for the week. And, of course, dive as much as I humanly can and help reduce the lionfish population, which was really appropriate because I have a new lionfish song that I debuted to those people. That was kind of their special treat for inviting me down annually.
That's
going to be the big hit, I think, off the album. As much as I love the title track, Going Down, I think everybody worldwide is going to connect to the lionfish song because it's really about, you know, what a problem they're becoming for us over here. So
this is the question I have, Pup. How can they possibly allow you to go to a singles weekend with a guitar? I mean, because everyone knows the musicians get all the action, and then there you are at a singles event, and you get to bring a guitar and sing. You must have to beat the women off with the guitar. You must have to bring like four or five guitars.
It's there's just a lot of people. It's kind of like Greg, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people want his job. Well, and those moments, there's a lot of people that go, how in the world do you get gigs like that? And I tell them, you know, I got buddies like Greg and Bill and CJ, and it just all kind of works, doesn't
it? Okay, now wait a minute. So he just kind of called me a pimp, didn't he? I didn't say that.
I'm just
very astute.
Perhaps he's seen the mermaids. I say, just as I remember, one of them is his daughter.
Yeah, you're great, Bill. Great job, Bill.
He was actually with me.
Well, what's funny is watching Bill try to stuff those words back into his mouth as they just flew out.
Wow.
Beautiful.
He's going, ah.
All right, so this Lionfish song, what's the name of that particular tune? Is it the Lionfish song?
That particular tune is called The Lionfish Sure Ain't King.
The Lionfish Sure Ain't King.
You know, the lion of the jungle, you know, that kind of thing. So I played on that whole thing, and it's basically just about, you know, the lionfish sure ain't king, and yeah, we love to see him in his natural home, but if he's trying to move in, we're going to knock him off his throne, you know.
So
that's pretty much the thing, and it's, you know, it's just a really good bluesy number. You know me, I never am content with just the kind of fun, whatever. I got to have it rocked up. It's a song you could listen to on the radio and actually enjoy, but the fact that it happens to be about material that we love is even better. Which, when you were just talking at the beginning, right when you brought me on, I was thinking about how you said, this is what we do when we're above water. I have another track on the album called Drowning on Land Again. And that's how us divers feel. After a while, we all get kind of grumpy. We need some water time. You know, we need some bottom time to get back into our groove. And that's what that song's all about. So, you know, I just try to touch on all the things that we all go through. This is what we do.
Yeah, we basically talk about it 2 hours every week here on Scuba Radio and puts our words to music, puts our thoughts
exactly
to music.
That's exactly what I try to do. I try to think of how everybody else feels because I know how I feel. I certainly get enough time spent with you to understand a little bit how you feel and the mermaids and what have you and just try to put it all to a really cool tune and have fun with it.
All right, cool. TheScubaCowboy.com. He will be there with us at the DEMA show next week, and we'll have him on again there from the event. He'll be rocking it out. I don't know if he's going to change his cowboy look for a rock star vibe. We'll have to wait and see. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Bill tells me Robert is dialed up 888-88-88-SCUBA, or 888-88-SCUBA, and he said we have Robert, who is basically responsible for Ohio giving the election to Obama.
That is not what I said.
Robert, it's your thing. This is you take full responsibility. Is that right?
Well, I'm not going to answer that. I have a question. I just got back from Key Largo yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
I stayed at Ocean Divers.
Right, sure.
At Marina Del Mar.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did two rets down there.
You did two dives
the
down
Grove.
There?
What?
You did two dives down there. The Spiegel Grove and what?
Duane.
Okay, Spiegel Grove and the Duane, sure. Really nice wreck dives.
And, well, they run a special. If you're a damn member, you pay for your hotel and the first dive. First two dives a day.
Yeah.
You get the second two dives for free.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Love that.
Yeah, they run until the end of the year.
Okay, all right. So that's something that Ocean Divers is doing with Divers Alert Network.
And it's also with Marina Del Mar.
Okay.
The hotel down there.
Right, sure, okay. So what's your question, or do you have a question?
I have a question, actually.
Okay.
When I took a certification course, I was told you cannot fly 18... you had to wait 18 hours before you flew after your last dive.
Correct, yes. That's the guideline, yes.
Well, when I went diving with Key Largo, well, I did a ret dive. A person that dives said you got to wait 24 hours. What is it, 18 or 24?
Well, longer is better. That's what she said. And, you know, the bottom line is 18 is the minimum of what they recommend after a day of diving. 24 is what they recommend after multiple days of diving. So if you just did one day of diving, 18 is usually the guideline and what everybody recommends. If you're on a liveaboard or you've done two or three days of diving, then they say wait 24 hours.
And if you did four dives in a day, maybe 24 would be a better idea.
Yeah, longer is always better. I mean, you know, it's safer, you know. So, but 18 is pretty safe, too. So, you know, once again, these are guidelines. It's not an exact science, but hopefully that helps, Robert, and... thank you for at least making sure the election was over and done with.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 524. Underwater on your home loan?
You think this is funny?
They say that like being underwater is a bad thing.
Is this how you get your sick kicks?
Divers know better.
You see how wonderful life can be?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Got a tip for us today, Nick?
Show.
Great. What are we going to talk about?
Shore, as in shore diving.
Oh, I see where we're going here. Good one. There's some great diving to be had just offshore in a lot of locations, but I'm thinking it's even better if you know how to do it safely.
My thoughts exactly.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, it'd probably help to talk about why divers like to go directly from shore. And I'm guessing you've done your share.
You are correct, sir.
What do you like about it?
Well, for one thing, it's less expensive. Once you've got your gear, all you need is gas money to get there.
And that's a big part of the appeal these days. What else?
Well, I like the independence of it. You don't have to worry about boat charters or schedules. You're free to explore whatever you'd like, whenever you'd like to do it. Not to mention the fact you usually have the site to yourself, which can be really nice.
You share the same sentiments as a lot of folks who enjoy shore diving. There are a lot of great aspects to it, but there are also some special safety considerations to take into account, too.
With independence comes responsibility.
Well, yes, but it's more. With independence, the responsibility is all yours. Unlike with commercial operations, you're likely to be diving without a dive professional with you.
Meaning?
Meaning, on a dive boat, the operation is likely supplying safety equipment like oxygen units and first aid kits. With independent shore diving, you don't have all of that. And if you plan to shore dive often, consider purchasing your own first aid kit and oxygen unit to have on hand in the event of an emergency.
And you should invest in some training so you know how to use it, right?
It does tend to do you more good if you know how to use it. It's also a good idea to have a cell phone or radio on site in case you need to call for help.
I know another safety factor I like to have on shore is someone who knows my dive plan. I like to leave it with someone I'm not diving with, so if I run into trouble, there's someone to report it and to tell rescue crews where to start looking.
That's really smart, and a step every shore diver should take. I'll bet you know a special piece of equipment every shore diver should have, too.
I'm guessing you mean a dive flag or a signal buoy?
Again, you guessed correctly. If you're diving offshore, you've got to take boat traffic into consideration. So always have a dive flag or signal buoy to show that you're in the water. And even with that, be extra careful when you're surfacing, because some of those boats can move awfully quickly and you're hard to spot in the water.
You speak the truth. I know boats and divers cohabitating in Florida waters presents a constant challenge.
And that's just because you've got so much great stuff for both people down there.
Again, you speak the truth.
It's how I roll.
Hey, do you have any tips on the physical challenges of shore diving?
Mostly to just take the added physical challenge into account. Shore diving means wading through surf, and wading through surf isn't like wading into a lake or quarry. It can be physically challenging and demanding, because it'll require greater efforts to keep your balance, and it'll likely require you to expend more energy than usual just getting to the dive site. Make sure you and your buddy have a rendezvous plan in case the surf separates you. And be sure to account for the greater physical demand in your dive plan, and be careful not to start your dive exhausted.
Are there any other special considerations to take into account when shore diving?
A few. As with all diving, check the conditions before you head out. Keep a close eye on tides and currents. Dives can and should be called off when currents are too strong, so be sure to look for signs of them. Check the surf, too. And aside from the obvious challenges we've already mentioned, they can indicate strong currents as well. If you're not familiar with the local tides and currents, find a knowledgeable source and learn about them before you even consider diving in the waters.
How about legal requirements?
Ooh, that's a good point. Wherever you do the shore diving, make sure you're familiar with the local laws and regulations. Are dive flags required? Are there any restrictions on where you can dive?
Nothing like ending a dive with an arrest.
Imagine the mugshot.
Your mask ring forever captured in posterity. Did we forget anything?
Just one more thing. Be sure to take your parking proximity into consideration as well. Before you worry about the physical toll the surf will take, know how far you'll have to carry your gear and how much energy you'll have to expend getting it to and from your entry point.
So if you plan a shore dive, make sure you have all your safety equipment and have it in place. Have a first aid kit, oxygen unit, and cell phone or radio on site in case of emergency. Even if it's not required in your area, have a signal flag with you, obey the local laws, and take physical demands into consideration, including gear trekking and surf wading.
Those are some of the basics. Of course, if you want to learn more, there's always training to be had through your specialty course.
Shore diving offers some wonderful opportunities and a greater sense of freedom than many other types of diving. Like any diving, though, shore diving requires thought, planning, attention to detail, and a little common sense. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, so here's a story for you that, you know, I've always wondered how they come up with the rules for these free divers. Now, free divers, for those who are not familiar with this term, is not diving for free. It is it's snorkeling. It's free diving, diving free of tanks. So these free divers are a little bit more competitive than the mainstream diving community. So they'll have these competitions on who can dive the deepest, the longest on one breath of air, that kind of thing. Megan Heaney Greer from back in the day, we used to have her on the air. She did 165 feet on a
wow. Don't they just grab something really heavy and fall with it and then swim to the surface?
There's all different types of categories, with fins, without fins. There's all these rules. But one of the rules they have when somebody in the free diving community is attempting to break a record, like Martin Stepanek, who has like 8 world records and different things, whether he's going down on a sled, he's going down with a weight bag and or something like that, with fins, without fins, with a mask, without a mask.
With your wife.
The rule is the record won't stand if they pass out. So, you know, so if they go
down. Much like beer pong.
Oh, yeah, I can relate to that.
Is that a rule?
Yeah.
If you pass out a beer pong, it's an automatic disqualification.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. Maybe that's where they got this rule.
Yeah, they call it the Indiana Jones rule.
Hmm. Well, the Indiana Jones rule?
From the first Indiana Jones movie where she's in the drinking contest up there in Mongolia.
Yeah.
No one remembers
and her
this.
Face
I think of this
off?
Every time I see a shot glass.
I think
of this.
That was Nepal,
and she
Bill. Drinked,
it may have been Nepal. You may be right. And she turns the cup over, and then she closes her eyes, and then there's money changing hands, and then takes a drink.
Her face melts off.
He takes a drink. Well, it's before
Let
the face melting.
Let me show you what I can do.
He takes a shot, and he smiles, and his eyes close, and then he just falls backwards. You don't remember that? That is classic cinema.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Was that in The Abyss?
Could have been. But these free divers have this rule that if you go down to like 300-plus feet and you come back to the surface, if you get to the surface, you would think that's a win. You know, and
well, yeah,
if you live...
Wouldn't you think that meant that you didn't pass out, too?
What's that?
Wouldn't it mean if you made it back to the surface that you had not, in fact, passed out? That you, if someone didn't have to, you like, grab you and say, hey, up!
Right.
That you didn't pass out.
Right, yeah, I understand that. Yeah, if they
pass out
before,
if you just keep going.
No, if they pass out before they get to the surface, okay, I can understand. They didn't win. They didn't get to get it.
What if it was a moment of prayer?
But the thing is, they have a rule on a lot of these, awards or records.
Right.
That once you get to the surface, you have to stay coherent. You have to be able to stay.
You're already a lunatic
like
if you
seconds.
Think this is a good idea.
I'm just saying.
But once again, we're going back to the beer pong thing because
here's a free diver from New Zealand who got disqualified from a world record, who thought she had broke the world record for the longest swim underwater in a single breath, but she was disqualified because it was believed that she lost consciousness during the attempt.
Now, this confused me when I read the story at first, because I read the story through and I thought, why'd they think she lost consciousness? It was in a pool. She wasn't diving down this distance. She was diving across this distance.
Uh-huh. Right.
She's in like 6-8 feet of water. She's not in some sort of immeasurably deep place where there's a question as to whether or not she's conscious or not. She's swimming in a pool, and they thought that she dipped her head, and that meant she was unconscious, even though she continued swimming.
Yeah. I would say that's an amazing feat. If you can stay underwater, swimming, staying still, going deep, whatever, and live through it after you've passed out, I think that deserves to be a record.
New category.
What? A new category? You think it's
you
what
break
it should
the record
be?
And
mostly
you pass
conscious.
Out. New category.
Mostly conscious record.
Yeah.
Just like beer pong.
You know, she took a glimpse to the other side.
Right.
You know, she ought to get a win. Okay, just my 2 cents. There you go.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Behave yourselves, because Santa can still look into his magic snowball and see just what you're up to. And now that you know all about him, you can be darn sure that comes snow or high water,
Santa Claus is coming to town.
All right, that is not a snowball in Scuba Radio Drunken Santa's hand. What the heck is that? It's not even white.
Hey, Greg. Greg the Dive Master, everybody.
I mean, what? You
I'm
let
sorry,
him in?
Greg the Dive Master.
He wasn't supposed to come in until later.
Greg the Dive.
I forgot to lock the door.
All right. Well, it is that time of year. Where,
Game Master of Ceremonies.
The Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
Right here, everybody.
Is, we usually don't let him in to the studio, but
hey,
being that it's. They already got Christmas decorations up at Target.
Are we on the air right now?
We are on the air there.
Testing.
Okay. All right.
Testing.
Santa. Seriously. Okay, so what are you. Where you been, first of all? Because I thought. Well, you know, we had you on a work program this past year that you did Christmas last year, and then you showed up at, I don't know, Easter, and you were planning to come out and work every holiday. And I think we lost you around Easter or St. Patty's
Day. He's here for Veterans Day now.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I was working at a waterbed sale.
Yeah, a waterbed sale.
At least I think it was water.
Okay.
I woke up and I was soaked.
Okay, were you had you been diving? No.
I was dumpster diving.
Okay, I guess that'll have to do.
Sometimes somebody throw out like a half a pizza.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you look like you've been eating well, so at least got that going for you.
Who's Dima?
What?
Where's Dima? Talk about a Dima.
Yeah, next week is the Dima.
Who's? She must be a beautiful lady.
No, Dima is the Diving Equipment and Marketing Association. It's a trade show, big diving event. We're going to be in Vegas next week.
I didn't get a word of that.
She's hot, Santa. She's said? Really hot.
Why? Can I get some ice?
There's
no ice. In this, you know what I mean?
You really shouldn't be drinking
this guy
right now.
Tony Stark. It's Iron Man.
No, that's, Santa, Jimmy, that's Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
He looks like Iron Man.
Santa, Dima is married. Don't go. She's married, okay? That's all you need to know.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to have a good time.
Yeah, obviously.
Is there a bar, Dima?
There might be. It's in Las Vegas, and there won't be any diving going on, at least not that I'm aware of. They might have a tank set up out there. They'll have the Be a Diver pool. But
Be a Diver. Everybody wants to be a diver.
Yeah, as they
Everybody's should. Diving and diving. And
right.
But talking about mermaids, and there's never mermaids come in.
No, what happened to you? You were out there in the parking lot, passed out, smelling of urine and vomit again. And I thought, like I said, that you were going to work this year. We were going to put you to work.
I don't smell anything.
Yeah, I think your smeller's not working there, buddy. Trust me. But last week, or a couple weeks ago, was Halloween. Where were you then?
I was passing out candy.
Oh, you were you?
I believe that up until the last word.
Yeah.
I was passing out candy
in the parking garage. He was passing out candy in the parking garage.
Yeah, you were just passing out, I think, is what Bill
Have had a little bit celebration.
Yeah, why? Why are you celebrating?
It was Halloween. Hello.
Oh, okay. I thought you were making
Halloween.
Hey, what'd you dress up as for Halloween, Sam?
Halloween.
Wow.
Bats.
Okay.
Wow.
Spiders.
Hey, by the way, next year in Colorado, they're going to have a very similar celebration, but it won't end in an N. It will instead end in a D. Hello, weed!
What's the matter with that guy?
He just got back from Colorado.
Yeah.
I see him. He looks familiar.
Does he? That's Bill. That's Bill, the producer. You remember him, don't you?
Oh, yeah, Bill. He's a good guy.
Now look, are you going to be around this entire season?
The Dive Master.
I'm Greg, yes. Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa. Wow.
What makes you a master?
Of diving.
Of diving.
I'm a certified, I'm a dive instructor, which Dive Master is a level low, so I'm also a dive master. Thank you for your interest there, Drunken Santa.
Oh,
yeah. Hey! Wake it up!
Hey, everybody.
Okay.
Merry Christmas!
It's not Christmas yet.
It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
What are you trying to get
magic,
a head start?
Christmas magic.
Yeah.
Lasts all throughout the year.
Yes, I'm glad you feel that way.
You know why?
Why?
Do you know why?
I'm not sure.
Yes, we need a little Christmas at this very moment.
Okay, that's enough. Stop. What is wrong with this guy? Oh, my gosh.
It's good to see my friends at Scuba Radio celebrate the Christmas time.
Well, Santa, I'm glad.
You guys should come visit me. Over by the Walmart.
Yes. Okay. You're going to be in the produce section?
I do charity work.
You do charity work at Walmart.
I stand out front. Working? People put money
diving.
In. People put money in my pot.
Really? No. So you're working for the Salvation Army?
I'm working for the man, just like we all are.
Santa's without borders, right? Yeah.
Why do I get a feeling if people are putting money in your pot, it's not going to the Salvation Army?
Well, it's going to a very good cause.
Yeah, and that cause would be?
It's going to Santa Claus.
It's his salvation, Greg.
A very good clause.
Yeah. The Salvation Army.
Wow. Okay, look, I don't know how this is going to go through the holidays, but...
This is a wise guy.
I implore
everybody's a comedian.
To sober up for the holidays, and then maybe after the first year, how about we get you diving? Get you underwater, but you have to quit this nonsense. You have got to pull it together, dude.
I want to go diving.
Worst case scenario, you need to sober up so we can throw you in the ocean just to clean the stench off of you.
Salt water.
This is awful.
This is a great equalizer.
Thank God this is radio. Woo! Because if they could smell you at home right now.
It's very funny, Greg.
Greg, don't you think the BP spills enough?
Everyone's laughing at your jokes.
What jokes? I'm not...
Everyone thinks you're a funny man. He's a comedian.
Okay.
It's Robin Williams.
Okay, thank you. I guess. I don't know. All I can say is I'm sorry. But he's here.
But it's almost Christmas.
This is kind
of... So everybody be good to each other.
Hide your children. Hide your wife.
Goodwill toward men.
It's not really almost Christmas yet. We got a ways to go.
It's got to be close.
Oh, boy. All right, that'll have to do it for hour one. Hour two on deck. Let's kick him out of here, okay? I can't...
All right, you guys. See you later.
Out of here. Move it. All right.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.